You'll see some starters out there playing, and you'll see some other players who we want to take a good look at. So it'll be a blend of both. In Josh's case, one of the things that we know is very, very important to him is his consecutive starts streak, if you will. And it's important to him for a great reason. He wants to be out there with his teammates. And so he will be out there for a very, very short lived amount of time, and then he'll be off rather quickly there.
Sean McDermott, and that is, I think, probably what most of us expected. Cameo, and then to the sideline. Bills and Patriots from Foxborough on Sunday. Bills are still favored at BetMGM by 2.5. It's not like the Patriots need the game. In fact, they could be potentially much better off losing it, given that they right now hold the number one overall pick. It's not going to be the, not that you have to care, the sexiest year for the draft, I think, where you had, like last year, so much fun. You had all these quarterbacks, and almost like there was new drama. It's how the news cycle kind of works. They're always giving you something else to talk about, whether that was Caleb Williams wanting to play in Chicago or May versus Daniels. Is McCarthy worth it? Could Penix or Nix or even both possibly be first-round picks? Answer to most of those questions, yes. And then what happens with Justin Fields and the Bears? All of it was really fun. And this year, I don't think we'll be anything close to that because you don't have the quarterbacks. You have two or three guys that will get some hype for like high first round. And there's, you know, always an argument for trying it. Take this Jets team. I mean, it's not nothing, but how far are you setting yourself back? Let's put it that way. How far are you setting yourself back drafting Cam Ward in this draft and it not working out? You're pushing off. You're like the Sabres. You know, you try it again. You had a high draft pick and you still can't figure it out and you just keep going. But you know, you do what they did with Zach Wilson is you give up on it after a couple of years and try again. And so that's what you got to do. That's what they would do. The Jets are 4-12, and right now they would pick ninth. Think about that. When would you expect a 4-12, I mean, 16 games, right? Most of our lives, a 4-12 team to end up in the draft order, like fifth, maybe. Maybe at the latest with that record, but not this year. There are, I just had it, 4 3-win teams and I think 5 4-win teams. New England, Tennessee, Cleveland. Never think about Cleveland in this kind of context, but there they are, losing to Tyler Huntley's Dolphins yesterday. 3-13. New England, Tennessee, Cleveland, and the Giants. This is not the draft order necessarily. 4-12, Jacksonville, the Raiders, Chicago, Carolina, and the Jets. Some of those teams will not be in the quarterback market. I went through this morning checking off teams for who are the teams that are going to, you know, maybe have a new starting quarterback next season. Minnesota made me think about this. Darnold wins again. Another great performance. Dream season, 14-2. Like, legit. See the clip of him in the locker room? The team's all spraying champagne all over him, picks them up on their shoulders. How do they dump him? We'll see what happens in the playoffs. It can be too early to say that, even on, you know, New Year's Eve almost. But still, like, the vibes are incredible. They drafted McCarthy in the first round last year, knee injury in the preseason, out for the year. How do you dump him? Still, How many teams in the NFL do we know, the Bills are one, do we know who their starting quarterback next year will be? I believe it's, for me, it's 23. And that does not include the Vikings. We don't know what they'll do. The only three teams in the NFC for this, for me, were the Vikings, the Giants, and the Saints. Even Carolina, Chicago, Dallas, San Francisco, teams with losing records, Arizona, I think we know who their week one starter is. Not 100%, but maybe like in the case of Dallas or somebody, something shocking happens. I guess it's never going to be that shocking if they ever move on from Prescott, because all they ever seem to do is talk down about him. So three NFC teams, and there are a lot of bad teams over there, are the number of teams where I don't think we know who their starting quarterback is. Giants, no idea. Minnesota, Darnold or McCarthy, and New Orleans could do anything. I don't know about Carr's contract. They're talking about him playing this week, by the way, Derek Carr. AFC, so I've got 13 on that side, 10 on this side, meaning six, I think, are unknown. The Jets, obviously. The Steelers, we don't know. The Browns, obviously, although Watson got his contract reworked, still, I think he's got the Achilles tear. He won't be on the field week one. Indianapolis is iffy. Another Richardson injury. The loss eliminates them. Kind of a lost season for him, for them. Tennessee, no idea. Raiders, no idea. I think it's got to be Lawrence in Jacksonville. I think it's got to be, I mean, the other ones are all easy. Tua in Miami, Drake May. So I don't know other years' numbers of what I would have said last year for this. Last year, though, there was a lot of excitement. All the rookies, the Cousins stuff, where does he go? Justin Fields, where does he go? So what does Chicago do? And on. And I've got nine teams at the most, almost, that I think could have an opening. Some definitely do. A few others are maybe not, like Minnesota. Minnesota's not going to get someone else this year, but we don't know who the starter is going to be for sure. And so what happens to what happens with this? We don't have like a good rookie class. Some of these retready kind of backups are going to maybe be starters for teams. Maybe Levis starting isn't crazy next year. Maybe Trubisky starting isn't crazy next year. I think it probably is. Carr, maybe he starts somewhere. And then maybe one or two rookies. But not a lot of openings is all. That's what this was. Me telling you there will not be a lot of quarterback openings in the league. Minnesota might have the most interesting one. And I think what happens Sunday night against Detroit, and then more importantly, what happens in the playoffs with them, if they go 15-2, beat the Lions, get the one seed, how is he not their quarterback next year? It happens sometimes. You get lucky. You had plans. The kid didn't work out. Here he just got injured, and you end up someplace completely different. Kind of romantic. 803-0550. It is Football Monday. I'm Mike Shope, and this is WGR.